Good afternoon, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Team Rumbling, the podcast where I talk about all the matters that matter to everyone. So, good afternoon, everybody. Today, first of all, I want to apologize for not releasing a new episode of my weekly podcast in the previous week. I'm really sorry about that. But when I created this podcast, I thought it would be a lot easier to conciliate school with this that I consider to be right now an hobby. And so I wasn't really taking the right things in consideration. So I had a Portuguese test last week, and I'm horrible at Portuguese. For me, it's a subject that doesn't even make any kind of sense because I'm in the engineering field of high school. It's like we have different courses for the people who want to learn languages, they go to languages. For the ones who want to learn arts, they go to arts. And for the people who want to learn sciences, they go to sciences. I went to engineering, which means that I have physics. And I could choose another subject, and I chose English, so I could improve the average of my grades to enter in the university. So that was what I did. And being in the engineering field, I don't think that I really need Portuguese. It shouldn't be it's like if you want to finish high school, you have to have Portuguese, and that doesn't make any sense because the ones who are learning are in the languages field, they don't have to have maths. And that's really unfair. It makes sense for them. The government is doing the right thing for the people who are in the languages field. But for us, people who are in the engineering field, things are not done properly. It's one of the long list of faults in the Portuguese educational system. But continuing, this podcast is not about the Portuguese education system. So after apologizing, I have to thank you all. I want to thank you all, my listeners, who have been really, how can I describe, for the ones who have been listening to me every week. I really, how can I say this? Sorry, today I'm finding it difficult to find the right words. I really appreciate you to give me your time and listening to me and following and listening to all my content. It really means a lot for me to have people who are interested in hearing me. And if you hear a noise or a background voice, I'm sorry. I decided to record this podcast earlier today, so you might hear the voice of my parents. I'm sorry about that. But continuing, so one thing that I wanted to share with you is my experience in the gym, and until now it has been great, way better than I expected it to be. It's a pleasure to walk inside and go and lift some weight in the gym. It's really an amazing thing. I really, if you are thinking of joining a gym, start making some exercise, I really encourage you. It's a great thing. it's a great thing for your mind and for your body. It's really a way to, how can I say, get rid of all the frustration and stress through exercise, physical exercise. And I have been missing that a lot because I wasn't doing regular exercise for a long time. But and continuing, I have a thing that I really want to share with you. That was really bad that happened yesterday. And the paper that I'm holding right now has a stain in it due to a water spillage. And if it only had damaged this piece of paper, I wouldn't be really upset with it. But what happened was I have a bottle of water here. And the cap of the bottle of water wasn't tightened all the way. So in this desk I have my MacBook Pro, my iMac, my iPad, a monitor, my microphone, which is, thanks God, not in contact with the table. I have my Apogee interface, I have my Native Instruments interface, I have an hard disk, I have lots of precious things to me, really precious to me, and that cost me lots of, I will say, effort, not money, because I had to do a big effort to have the money to buy them, and I had to deserve it, because here in my house you don't get things if you don't deserve them. And so what happened, the cup, the lid, I don't really know, that's one of the problems of not being native speaker for language, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So I lifted, I was going to bed, I have everything already turned off, and I lifted the bottle of water, I pulled it from the table, holding it on the cap, on the lid, and it wasn't secured, and the water spilled all over the desk, and I was with the iPad in my hand, I didn't know what to do. I threw the iPad to the couch, which is besides the desk here. The second thing I tried to do was to take all the cables from the MacBook and take it from the desk. It wasn't working because I have it's not a VGA cable, but it's that cable for the Macs. I tried to unplug it, but it was tightened by the screws. I had to untie the screws. I plugged it off. I took the computer. Thankfully, nothing was damaging the computer. I took the Apogee interface and audio interface, and the bottom part was all wet. But thankfully, it doesn't have any like space where water could enter in the bottom. So I will resume this very quickly. The water didn't damage anything. Thankfully, I had the time to dry everything. The desk is okay. The floor, it's a hardwood floor, so it's a little bit stained. And that's, I think, the only damage that happened. So it wasn't bad at all. It could be way worse. So I have a recommendation for you all, and I will try to follow it myself. Don't have water near your desk, or if you have it in a bottle and closed, and really tightly closed, as I have it right now, because it would be an horrible thing to lose all this due to a water spillage. It would be really a bad thing. But leaving my problems, which I think don't interest you, I will start talking about today's topic, and it's a thing that I've been looking forward to talk since my first episode. If you heard my first episodes, I said that I would love to talk about drugs. I already talked about alcohol, and today I'm going to talk about cannabis. or marijuana or whatever you might call it, hash, never mind. So I have lots of things to say about cannabis. I'm saying it with a Portuguese accent, sorry, but that is going to be how I will pronounce it. So my points of views and opinions on cannabis are so many. I find myself contradicting myself quite a lot with this topic, because there are lots of positive things, there are some bad things, and the problem is that the government and the media wants to pass a message that cannabis is a normal drug like heroin or cocaine, which is not the truth. But luckily, the Portuguese government is a little bit more understanding regarding drugs than the US government is, and they don't treat people who consume drugs as criminals. They treat them as sick people, we can say that. People with a illness. They treat the addiction as an illness. So if you are caught smoking a joint, you are not arrested. You are like... it's given to you a notice that you shouldn't be doing that. If you are caught a second time, they do the same thing. The third time, I'm not really sure how this works, but it's something like that. The third time, you have to pay like a ticket. And sometimes after, they prohibit you to go to certain parts of the city or town or the country, parts where drugs are more used, so you don't enter in contact with them again. And you have to treat yourself from the addiction. So it's a really good thing that we are starting to do this in Portugal. And I really hate the other countries who treat people who consume drugs as if they were criminals, especially people who consume marijuana or cannabis, how do you want to refer to it. You all know what I'm talking about. The bad thing is that here in Portugal, being caught using cannabis and heroin or cocaine or any other drug is considered the same thing, and that is really bad. That there should be like a distinction. So that's one of the things that's wrong, because cannabis isn't... I don't consider it to be a gateway drug, because there's not really a gateway drug. You could say that there are gateway people who... And that is really a truth. And if you're influential and follow what others say and have a low self-esteem, you might be influenced by those people, but thankfully I'm not one of them, and I hope that you are not. And you have to draw the limits. And for me, cannabis or marijuana is the limit. I don't want to consume any more drugs. I really find LSD, yes, an interesting drug, but I don't want to try it because there are lots of side effects that people talk, like how do they call them? I can't remember the name, but you consume LSD and then sometime after you can have like an attack where you are feeling the effects of the drug even years or decades after you consumed it for the last time, which is really, it's a scary thing to me, to be like, imagine if you are a surgeon, you are doing an operation, and in the middle of the operation, you have one of those attacks due to that time 20 years ago when you were young, wild and free, when you used that drug. That is a really bad thing, so I won't consume anything but coffee or caffeine, marijuana and alcohol, this and tobacco, of course. These are the four only drugs that I will ever use in my life. I hate to use any kind of prescripted medicines. I hate them. I try to not use them, even simple pills for headaches and things like that. I hate them. I only use them if I'm really, 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 really bad. I don't like pharmaceutical drugs. For me, they are a thing that I don't want to be involved with. And those pharmaceutical drugs are a gateway drug to heroin because lots of them are based in opium, which, as you should know, is one of the. I think it's one of the bases to do heroin. So that's the thing. I don't like to use pharmaceutical drugs. I don't. But talking about pharmaceutical drugs, I have to talk about using my thoughts on using cannabis as a medicinal drug. And I have to say that I completely agree with this. But I don't agree it in the way it is being used in the US. That is, I haven't experienced this because I'm not from the US, but I see some documentaries, and I'm not talking about those documentaries from BBC where they manipulate all the things to seem like marijuana is the worst thing in the world. It's like cocaine. No, I'm talking about documentaries from YouTube channels like Vice, which is a great, great YouTube channel, by the way. It is spelled VICE. Great channel. You should check it out. Lots of very interesting documentaries. Sorry. And I'm talking about those documentaries, and they talk about how people find an excuse so they can get their medical card to consume marijuana, and I'm against that. I think that only when people are with cancer and the pain is too much, they should be able to consume marijuana and situations like that. But that doesn't mean that I'm against the use of marijuana in other situations. I don't agree with people finding excuses to use it, saying that it's for a medicinal purpose. And that brings me to the next topic, that is the use of marijuana as a recreational drug. And with that, I agree 100%. You shouldn't have to find excuses to use a thing that is as natural as rice. You shouldn't. It's a thing that I don't understand. You should be able, and it's a great thing. It's way better than consuming alcohol. It's the experience is awesome. Everyone that has ever tried it, they know it's good. And if you haven't tried it, I'm not encouraging you to try it. But don't judge people who use it. It's really, you can't tell what's the taste of something if you haven't ever tried it. You can't do a review of a gadget that you have never used it yourself. So you can't say that cannabis or marijuana is a bad thing if you haven't never used it. That's my opinion. And I don't think that it is a bad thing. I think it is a good thing. And for people who want more information regarding this, there are lots of awesome documentaries on YouTube. If you type on the YouTube search box marijuana, cannabis, or anything like that, documentaries, you will find lots of documentaries that talk about it. There's one awesome documentary that I can't remember what is the name, that explains why cannabis was made illegal in the US. And all these ideas that I'm going to share now are from that documentary. So if they are wrong, I'm sorry. But what they say is basically that before it was turned to an illegal thing, everyone in the US had it growing in the farms, and that people didn't really use it as a drug. But then people from Mexico started emigrating to the US, and started bringing that, you can, I don't know if you can call it a tradition, but I will, of smoking marijuana. And what happened was, everyone knows that until you could call it recently, until I think the 1960s, 1950s, the US was a racist place. And so people from the US didn't really like people from other places expressing their culture. And so as a way of stopping that, they prohibited the use of marijuana. And from a day to another, you had to pay a fee to grow marijuana in your farm. But the problem was that you couldn't get to pay the fee. It was, I think that no one was able to get it, if I remember the documentary. And so the thing that happened after was really the illegalization. I think I'm saying that I'm not, but you understand what I was trying to say. And since then, the DEA was created, and a man, which I can't remember his name or the position he had in the US government, but there was an American man who wanted for all the countries in the world to sign a convention for marijuana to be illegal everywhere. And lots of countries did it. I think that marijuana is illegal almost in all countries in the world. I'm really sure of that. It, for the ones who didn't know, marijuana is illegal in Amsterdam. It's illegal in Jamaica. It's illegal in Portugal. But it's not a criminal act to smoke it. It's only an illegal act, such as parking your car in a place where you aren't supposed to. But so the thing is that they created that convention to illegalize marijuana. It was illegalized almost everywhere in the world. But people, it was like signing a thing, and they didn't have any information on what marijuana was, and all the scientific data was kind of manipulated. So it, people were like ships following the pastor, I don't know if you, the shepherd, yeah. They were like sheep following the shepherd, and they didn't really fought for themselves. And now we are stuck in this situation where marijuana is illegal, and it shouldn't be. Because another thing is, when you turn something illegal, the demand for it becomes even bigger. And an example of that is the dry law that was in the United States. Don't hate on me by saying this, but I think it was 1920s, 1930s. I don't really remember, because we don't really give much important... We don't really talk much about the US history here in our educational system. We mainly talk about Portuguese history, which is there are lots of things to talk about the Portuguese history. And if we included the history of all the other countries in the world, we wouldn't be able to finish it in 9 years as we do here in Portugal. It's even less. Let me do the maths. 5 years, yes. So there you have it. The thing, I'm lost in my thoughts. I hate when this happens. That's the problem of rambling too much. But I was talking about, when you turn something illegal, the demand for it is even bigger. That's why I don't agree with the convention, and I think, and that's what I why I think that people shouldn't have signed it. It's really a stupid thing. But then, I have a thing to say, a really important thing, and the reason why I don't smoke marijuana any longer, and that's because I'm a teenager, I'm growing, and I think that teenagers shouldn't smoke marijuana because our brain isn't yet fully developed. And by smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol and all the other drugs, it has a bad effect in our in the development of our brain, and I know lots. And this, I'm a people who agrees with the use of marijuana, but only for people 24, not 21, 24, which is the usual time when age. When the lungs are fully developed, the brain is fully developed, and people are ready for that kind of drugs. And so I think that people that have less than 24 years shouldn't use marijuana frequently. I don't smoke it since the 25th of September, if I can recall that. Yeah, I think it's since the 25th of September, but I have to say that in April 6th, when I will be going to my trip to the Canary Islands, I will smoke marijuana again, but only for a week, and then I won't touch it for as long as I want because it isn't really an addictive drug. I smoked a lot every day, multiple times a day during the summer and before, even in the 11th year, I smoked almost every day of the week, and I didn't got addicted. It's not an addicted drug. I said in the end of the summer, in the 25th of September, I said, I won't smoke this any longer. I will only smoke it in the trip to the Canary Islands. And I have been able to do so. I see my friend smoking it in front of me when I get out of school for the breaks. Everyone is smoking it outside, and I don't really have the need for it. So that's the thing. It's not the other thing is it's not addictive. And if you are not older than 24, I think that you shouldn't smoke it because your body isn't ready yet for the effects that it has. Now, I have, and another thing, let's talk about the bad things because it's not only good things. Due to the use of this drug before our brain is fully developed, I know lots of people who were regular people who you could have a conversation with, who were really smart, and now they have been smoking marijuana frequently. I can say since they were 14 until this day, they are like 18, and their personality has changed radically. It seems that they have lost their personality. They are all like, they talk without any emphasis in their words. They take too long to respond to your questions. They don't have structured phrases. That's the thing. I'm trying to copy them talking, and it really has effects on them. I'm saying this is for sure. If your body is not ready for it, and if you use it without if you use it too much as everything that isn't used correctly, it can bring problems, and that's the truth, and you can change that. So if you're not, if your brain and your body is not fully developed yet, you shouldn't consume regularly any drug. And marijuana is not an exception of that. Another thing is that people say that you can never get a bad trip off marijuana. And I have to say that is the biggest lie ever. I have already had one. I have a friend who already had one. And usually it ends up with people puking. I puked in my friend's, in my mom's friend. In my friend, mom's friend, BMW, a convertible BMW Series 6, I think, a red one. I have already talked about this in a previous show. My father is a doctor, and he was working when he received the call of a kid who was having an attack, like due to the consuming too much marijuana, and that kid was me. So you can imagine his surprise when he saw me there covered in puke. And yeah, I don't really want to talk about that, but that's the thing. If you are not ready and you take quantities who are too big for what you are used to, you can have a bad trip, and I have already had one. And there's no turnaround that. It's, as I have already said, if you don't use the things correctly, you will have to deal with the consequences of that. And again, marijuana isn't an exception, but it has lots of good things. There are way more good things that good aspects that you can talk about marijuana than bad things that you can talk about marijuana. There is the amp, yeah, I think I'm pronouncing that right, which you can use to make clothes who are more resistant, who are more cheap to grow than cotton. And by the way, you can't get high from hemp, so I don't understand why it is illegalized. You can also make food from hemp. You can make lots of things with marijuana, and I really don't understand why do people think that it is such a bad thing. And due to that, I'm not comfortable talking about it with my father or my mother, with my parents or my grandmother or my grandfather, especially here in Portugal, where people are badly informed about it. It's really lots of bad information from the media and every kind of related stuff. But thankfully, there are lots of bad information, but people who use it aren't considered criminals. It's still a shame that they are considered people with illness when, firstly, they can't be addicted. I don't know anyone who's addicted to marijuana. That's really a thing. I don't know. It's not an addictive thing. You can stop consuming it the next day, and you've been smoking regularly marijuana, and there's not really a difference. So those were my points of view on cannabis, marijuana, whatever, weed, whatever you want to call it, pot, everything. Those are my points of view. It's a good thing, but it has to be used correctly in the right age and in the right quantities and with people who are experienced with that, with it. And one more thing, you shouldn't buy it from street dealers and or people that you don't trust and know. That's a thing that you shouldn't ever do, because they can, especially hash, which is what you more easily find here in the place where I live, because I think that no one of you knows, but Madeira Island is closer to Morocco than it is to Portugal. So that's a funny fact. So it's really easy for ash from Morocco to get here into Madeira. So we have more ash than real weeds. But especially with ash, they can put things that turn it addictive. But pure cannabis or... I was going to say cocaine, I'm out of my mind. Regular cannabis and marijuana is not addictive. Or it's not addictive by itself. So I hope that you don't... when you stop listening to this, I hope that you don't think that I'm a drugged person, because I'm not. I'm not a person in recovery, because I have no damages from marijuana. I have damages for lots of things, especially people. But I can say that people have done more bad to me than especially girls. Girls can be horrible sometimes. I've done more bad things to me than cannabis ever did. So that's the thing. I'm not a drug addict. I'm not that kind of person. This was just my opinion. It's a thing that must be used with responsibility. That's the idea that I want you to stay with. So, wrapping up all this cannabis talking, I have to thank you all that listened to me until the end. I really appreciate that. If you want to contact me or anything like that, give some feedback, or if you only want to have a conversation with me, feel free to email me at, let me recall it, mikebrookson@gmail.com, and you can follow me at mbrookson, M and B are capital letters, at Twitter, and you can check out and leave a review in iTunes if you want, and you can leave a review in iTunes or a rating, and you can check out my Podomatic page. You can leave a comment, you can subscribe, but I recommend you to use iTunes or Stitcher or any other subscription service out there. Don't use Podomatic. I only want you to use Podomatic to leave me some comments, or if you want to message me, use it. But a secret, I only use it because I don't want to pay anything to have my shows released. But when this gets a little bit more serious, I will invest and try to move from Podomatic. But until then, you can check my page at mikebrookson.podomatic.com. All this stuff is going to be in the description down below. Hope you enjoyed it and have a great, great weekend.